Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Angel, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, I always wanted to say something to you, but you made so many videos that I can't slash won't look for something to disagree with you on. You're saving my life as well as many others. I once made a comment about your lack of strong language. I was wrong. You're helping us while not trying to become yourself a target, because men need to do what is best for themselves and their families. Thanks for all you do. Well, Angel, thanks for the donation. I thought I'd take this opportunity to do a bit of a thought experiment. I'm trying to make greater sense of reality. Why we're being censored as men going our own way. The real reason can't be as simple as that the women don't like us saying naughty words about them and sharing their secrets, because the PUAs and black pillars do the same. I found that in life, there's usually a good reason for something, and then there's the real reason. Why do women have the rights that they do thanks to first, second, and third wave feminism? It's clear to me that women having rights benefits the men at the top of the hierarchy, more than any other group of males. Sexual liberation has created a pussy panacea for the top 10 to 20% of guys out there, but has starved out the other men. MGTOW saves the lives of the majority of men because it prevents them from playing this sick and twisted hierarchy game that the alpha males have set up to always win. The alphas see themselves as the heroes, even though they tend to be the authoritarian villains. They probably see MGTOWs and Sigma males, which I also identify with these days, trying to take themselves out of the social and sexual hierarchy as the actual villains that are trying to destroy the established order that they're on top of. We're not only freeing ourselves from women, but we're also freeing ourselves from the authority of the alpha males. The alpha males that rule over all the other men by using women as useful idiots, and feminism to destroy men below them that they see as their potential competition. History is filled with kings, the alpha authoritarians ruling over the rest of us with an iron fist, and rebellions end up in ruin for rebellious males. Sometimes, however, the anti-hero males shockingly win. A good example is with the King of England as the hero, and he had God on his side as the head of the Protestant Church. Yet a band of rebels in America's Revolutionary War stood up to him and won. I strongly believe that many of those men were Sigma males or anti-heroes. They understood that the alpha tyrants were always around, and that they wanted to rule people with an iron fist, instead of allowing for there to be freedom. Freedom of expression and freedom to arm oneself against such tyrants. The alpha males are allergic to freedom and liberty, unless they use it to gain power and status. After that, they remove those things to prevent anyone else from rising up to challenge them. So rule by rules is actually a big threat to them. The alphas are always trying to circumvent the rule of law. They're also both on the left and the right. They use politics for their own thirst for power. They don't care if they have to use communism or capitalism to satiate that thirst. Political ideology and technology are just there as tools for their ambitions. The founding fathers probably understood this, so they set up a state where the rule of law was paramount. Whenever I hear those on the left trying to ban guns in the United States, all I hear is alphas that desire complete control, but the rules are set up against that, so they actually want to change those rules. I'll discuss more in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to MGTOW threatening the Alpha's Clown World show. In the last little while, I've been trying to figure out what motivates me to do what I do. I'm addicted to being the anti-hero. I find purpose in it and fulfillment. I want to fight the tyrants regardless of if they have tits or hairy armpits. As an anti-hero, I see my actions as moral and noble, spreading the truth about female nature. But women see me as the villain. Alpha males see me as a threat because I take valuable male slaves away from their hierarchy. Because those men tend to take it easy and work less than they did before. When that happens, there's usually a labor shortage. And suddenly the cost of labor goes up and the alphas that run the organizations have to increase wages. Because so many young men have said basically that marriage is not worth it, and resigned to a simple life with no wife. This then fuels inflation, and then the people lose faith in the alpha and stop loving and respecting him. so he has no choice but to get inflation under control, or risk losing his position in the sexual and social hierarchy. If 50% of men went their own way and stopped working, forget about the population crash for a moment. Think about the labor shortages that would actually bring up wages that would threaten the wealth and admiration of the alphas. Unfortunately, more often than not, anti-heroes are destined to fail and become destitute in the lowest pits of loneliness. Luckily for me, I'm an introvert and will rise up again from the ashes. I know I've reshaped the consciousness of many men, including my own. I know I've alleviated suffering and uplifted understanding. I've freed many men that now work as little as possible because they actually don't have a wife. The alphas liberated women from being slaves at home so they could be free at work. It's sort of a twisted WW2-style Auschwitz logic, and women fell for it. They did this to drive down the cost of labor by doubling the workforce, so that the wages would fall. Things like the Great Resignation and boomers retiring are a threat to what they've achieved. So I guess they're willing to destroy the wealth of the middle classes, which are their greatest threats. And they're doing that by lowering real estate and stocks and forcing many of us back to work. Power is more important than money for their egos. They will send retired boomers back to Walmart begging for their old jobs back, if they have to, in order to stop inflation thanks to worker shortages. I didn't realize it until recently, but growing up, I was under constant attack and oppression from the alphas, because I wouldn't bow down to their hierarchy. I didn't recognize their authority and dominion. Since going my own way, I've been under constant attack by women because I wouldn't be their slave and bow down to the hierarchy where the boobs are on top and the man is on the bottom. These two groups, the women and the alpha males, are connected. But just remember, not all alphas are like that, but enough of them are. Just like not all women, although it's probably 99.9%. MGTOW is now fading away, while at the end of 2019 we reached escape philosophy on YouTube. We saw exponential growth, and because of that we became a threat to the top males economically as well as the females. Just discussing women and feminism without discussing the top men that benefited from feminism is not all that productive. TFM talks about taking women's rights away. If you want to achieve that, then what you need to do is show the alpha males that it's in their benefit to do so, and it'll happen overnight. But I don't see any good arguments for that right now. Maybe once birth rates collapse, we'll see governments following in the footsteps of China and Oklahoma and start banning abortions. As for being a rebellious anti-hero, that's what I've done my entire life. Why do you think I gravitate towards things like MGTOW, Bitcoin, being a digital nomad, entrepreneurship, etc.? I don't want to be ruled by alpha males, and I don't want to rule over anyone else. I'm a sigma, and I just want to be left alone to be free. Again, I don't believe that all alphas are the villains, but enough of them are at the top to cause serious problems. Trump, for example, was more of a positive alpha. He was bringing up real wages and putting more money into people's pockets. The other alphas probably teamed up to stop him because of that, because he was starting to undo the wage deflation that they created since the early 1970s. But in the end, he too was benefiting from women's rights, because he could go around and touch women, any woman he wanted, and his wife would still be there for him. Many alphas enjoy such extra testicular activities, they just don't publicize it. For me, however, I'm the happiest when I'm a freedom fighter there to free minds like mine. But soon it's going to be time to try and fight a different way, to free men's minds as well as to fill their wallets. Because wealth inequality is how the alpha tyrants control us, as well as inflation. Unstoppable deflationary Bitcoin currency is one way to fight them. At some point, there's going to be some kind of showdown between the central bankers and the Bitcoiners. As for me, I'm not happy unless I'm rebelling against the control systems and giving guys clear understanding. I've swallowed many red pills in my life, including those on freeing myself from consumer culture, women, precognition, peak oil being covered up as climate change, the banking system, and now the male social hierarchy itself is a problem. Level 4 MGTOWs are ghosting the system, which is an escape from that hierarchy and refusing to play a rigged game that both women and men at the top actually want to dominate and control us with. The battle is against the oppression of men. Unfortunately, the majority of men just want to be part of that hierarchy. Many want to be the alpha in it so they can get the women and social status on top. Why do you think that PUA is so popular? They're controlled by their own greed to get their paws on mediocre muff. Many MGTOW men resonate with going monk and therefore escaping the control of the hierarchy. The love of women keeps you in the hierarchy because you seek out status for her sake, because you want to have sex with her. That's why incel and PUA channels are allowed to grow and spread their message, because they're playing the social sexual status game that the alphas already dominate. They are choosing to be part of the cooch and male social status pyramid. The idea is to escape the hierarchy. That's what's dangerous about MGTOW, because it saves our lives from these sorts of stupid games. Stupid games that are rigged so badly against us that we can't even win stupid prizes, or any prizes for that matter. We are the prize and we need to be harnessed by the alpha male bullies as well as the babes that actually many men want to sleep with. Our only hope is technology progressing faster than the alpha males obsessed with hierarchy can keep up with. But unfortunately, they have the betas, deltas, gammas, and omega males there to clue them in on what's actually happening. And those guys are just trying to get some of Chad's crumbs. I now understand why nerdy gamma males resonate with the Rebel Alliance from Star Wars. Because it was a case where the nerds beat the Alpha Galactic Empire. Star Trek is also a nerdtopia where the nerds are in charge of the human race. Where material wealth and social status don't actually matter anymore. It was actually just mental masturbation on their part, however. Section 31, the alphas that really rule the Federation from the shadows, are actually there to lead us to believe that the gammas and sigmas are actually in charge, when they're not. But a scenario like that's not plausible because the alpha males also need to have social status, and display it proudly. In Star Trek, the alphas seem to have evolved to no longer need to be part of the hierarchy anymore. Not very realistic. Or at the very least, a secret hierarchy. The most realistic captain in Star Trek was from the first season of Star Trek Discovery. Yet he was a bad alpha from a mirror universe. As a Sigma male, I identify with Picard the most. I know these concepts are kind of veering away from my usual content about female nature. But knowing your opponent, which is female nature, is only half the battle. You can only win about half the time unless you understand the alphas that prop up feminism and female nature because it creates sexual benefits for them. To beat the alphas, you have to do it in secret like Ford versus William in Westworld. The Sigma has to use covert influence to cover his biggest secrets until it's too late for the alphas to stop him. If you take only one thing from this video, it's that most alphas see themselves as the heroes when in actuality they're the villains that evolved from schoolyard bullies. Our society is run by a bunch of guys that think that they're the heroes when in fact they're more like General Zod. Their purpose is not to create a better world for the other people. Their purpose is to rule it because they gain fulfillment by being at the top. The real battle is between men. Once we win that battle, women will then simply fall in line. Unfortunately, the only way that's going to happen is if a bunch of Sigmas beat the Alphas, and then impose a bunch of rules at the top and don't try and stay in power too long. Pretty much another American Revolution. Also, now that COVID is mostly over, many people are being told to go back to the office. Of course they are. The Alphas need men to come back to the office because it's not simply about money and time. The Alphas don't care about saving money on office space expenses. What they really care about is the physical displays of being on top. They can't exactly do that behind a screen and keyboard. Alphas tend to be the males that matured before all the other males. They were bigger, and this boosted their confidence, which they tend to keep with them going forward. The good-looking woman at 20 is still going to act like she's 20 and good-looking when she's 50. The 13-year-old alpha male that matured before everyone else and grew a foot taller is going to carry that superiority complex forward in life and expect others to bow down to him. Sigmas, on the other hand, I believed work hard for their status, but don't actually need it, because if they didn't have it while being younger, their self-esteem isn't tied to being the biggest, strongest, and having the most attention. Alphas are in a way like women. They require male attention and validation for their ego, or they self-destruct. Going your own way on this channel has given me something to rebel against, and make a good living doing so. As that slowly fades away, I'll be left as a rebel without a cause. That's why I'm going to be moving into the Sigma sphere. Because I can discuss what I just did in this video and still be monetized. Until it becomes popular, and if my ideas spread and copycat channels show up, I expect that to be demonetized yet again. It's all about repeating the same cycle over and over again. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Angel for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that alpha males promoted feminism so they could smash as many women as they wanted while cutting the salaries of all the other men by half. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the alpha male bullies using women as useful idiots to turn all the other men into slaves away. So enjoy the rest of your day. and cheers.